Well, the message tonight, half a praise to God for who He is, and then an alphabet thanks. And the alphabet thanks, I was trying to think, is this really a good thing to do? But I rediscovered in Psalm 119, did you know Psalm 119 is based on a Hebrew alphabet that the writer got all excited, and he took the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and he wrote 8 lines starting with that first letter. Then he wrote 8 lines starting with that second letter, and on he went. Well, I don't have that, but do have a Thanksgiving alphabet. But a number of years ago, we had one of these services, and adults, children, and youth were together, and it was prayers of thanks to God. And I remember a little fellow named Tyler praying, "Thank you, God, for my parents, because they give me so much stuff." That was just his little heart. And a fellow, Kyle, prayed, "Thank you, Lord, for my grandma, because when we go over her house, we eat and eat and eat." That was his prayer. And then Joshua prayed this. Josh prayed, "Thank you, God, for you." Period. That was his prayer. And, of course, all the prayers were sincere. They were from the heart. But that last one really got my attention. "Thank you, God, for you." That was his major prayer. So I wanted to thank God tonight for God in the message. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Some good things about our one Lord that we can appreciate. Thank you, God, for being our Father in heaven. When I was in first and second grade, I attended a Byzantine church. Very formal, very liturgical. Half the time sung in another language. Sung. The sermon was almost sung, it seemed like. And I would daydream. And at the top of the ceiling, there was a huge picture, a painting rather, of Jesus. And clouds and angels and little people worshiping the Lord. And, of course, when the service went long, I just looked up and said hello in my heart, hopefully, to the Lord. Don't listen to anything else. And Jesus was very big, and the people were very little. And that was a good Bible lesson for me. Big Christ, we, good to be little, right? Good to be thinking, we're small. God is big. And that spoke to my heart. And when I would think of God as our Father, I would think of my earthly dad. He's a wonderful man. He was not perfect by any means. But when I would think of heaven, sometimes I couldn't sleep at night, so I'd think of heaven. I also thought of hell. But I would think of heaven, and I would think of what is heaven like. I would think of that picture on top of the ceiling of the church. And I would put my dad up there in that picture, with his arm around me. Okay, now why? I'm thinking, why would I do that? Put the family up there too. Because I wanted in my heart something I think we all long for, a perfect Father in heaven to protect us, to love us, to be with us. You know, that was I was longing for, I think, as a child. And of course, when you trust Christ, He becomes our Father that we long for. And Isaiah 40 says He picks us up like somebody picking up a little lamb and carries us close to His heart. Psalm 27 says if mom or dad are not there for us, God will take us up. And so as was expressed, to thank the Lord for parents, influences of adults, but our Father in heaven, He becomes our Father in heaven. What a gift. I don't think any other faith in the world is such that God Himself reaches out and becomes Father. So thank you, God, for you. Thank you for being our Father. Then thank you, God, for God the Son. God the Son. Jesus, name above all names. And every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Apparently, when Jesus was living, there were a lot of little children named Jesus. I didn't know that until you read all these good Bible books, you know. A lot of little kids named Jesus. But God the Son made the name great. So from now on, Jesus would be the name above all names, because that's the name that the Lord gave God the Son when He became incarnate. And if you want to really see people's hearts and where they're at with the Lord, bring up His name, Jesus. If you say, do you believe in the man upstairs? People say, yeah, why not? You take a poll, 98% of all Americans believe in God. Okay, but the question, is Jesus Christ Lord? Is he our Lord? That's the question. And if anybody says Jesus is Lord, Jesus taught that when Peter said, "You're the Messiah," that really took a move by God himself to show that to him. So we all have friends and neighbors. We want to say, "Oh, I really hope they believe in Christ because Christ is so wonderful," that God has to do that work in their heart. No person is going to reveal that to them. We can give testimony, but God himself has to show. Thank God for God the Son. I picked some phrases from songs that give God Christ glory, like Mike did with that one. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrow cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears. 'Tis life and health and peace. That's Jesus for us. Jesus loves me, this I know, for that Bible tells me so. What a friend we have in Jesus. We live in a friendless world, but Christ came to be a friend. Jesus only is our message. Is that the message we want to pass on to people? That's our strength. Jesus only is our message. Jesus never fails. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Jesus, joy of loving hearts. If you have a loving heart, it's that way because he is your joy. And how about this song? I would be like Jesus. Wow, I would be like Jesus to have God work our heart in that way. Thank you, God, for you. Thank you, God, for God the Son, for Jesus. And then thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, the Comforter. I have gained greater and greater respect for the ministry of counseling, particularly after meeting Bill these last few years. And so what an important ministry to come alongside and to help through life's trials and troubles. Holy Spirit says, I will do that in ministry through people. Comforter, equal to Christ the Father and the Son, sent by the Father and the Son. And we were in a small group at our home, and we're talking about, you know, the Holy Spirit, and somebody just simply said, God living in our body. And I thought, wow, I knew that was true. I heard it 100 times from the scripture, but to say God lives in us, you know, why would he want to do that? Changes from the inside out. God, the Holy Spirit. What does he do for us? A few things. Getting back to Michaela over here. Inspires God's word. Wouldn't have a Bible without the Holy Spirit. Inspires God's word. And reminds us of all Jesus said, the Holy Spirit. Convicts us of sin. We need that warning sign, a signal that he brings. Fills us with himself. So we don't want to be full of ourselves. We want to be full of himself. Prays for us. Don't you like it when you get on that prayer chain? Right? Janice did the right thing. Will somebody pray for my brother-in-law? Jesus prays. The Holy Spirit prays. We're going to help. Makes us holy. Guarantees eternal life. Thank you, God, for you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. And I hope we follow that young fellow's example. And we thank the Lord for many gifts. Thank God for God. And then this little alphabet of praise to God, Psalm 119. Don't forget that plane, Daryl. If you need to run. Okay. For A, things I'm thankful for that begin with the letter A. Angels, America, Alliance, Assurance. For B, Bibles, Bread, Battles. I don't know why I put that one in there. And Bethlehem. C, Christ, Church, Children, Compassion. D, David, Devotions, Disciples, Duct Tape. Everybody's thankful for duct tape. E, Edification, making us stronger. Eagles. F, for Faith, Family, Forgiveness, and Fritos. G, God, Gospels, Gardens, Grapes. H, Holy Spirit, Hymns, Help. For I, Incarnation, God, the Lord came. Israel, J, Jesus, K, King of Kings. L, Lord, love, laughter, lightning. Supposedly the earth would be unhealthy without lightning. Oops. Learn something new every day. M, missions, music, mornings, and New Testament. And O, thank God for opportunities, oceans, orange juice. P, for prayer. Q, quietness. Quickness. R, for reading, for rainbows, for Regina. S, sunshine, steak. Sean. T, for turkey, touchdowns, tears, and 2-year-olds. Couple. U, unconditional love. V, vision. W, water, work, washing machines. X for x-ray. Y for yawning. Z for zigzag. Zagnuts. You remember Zagnut? I don't know if they exist anymore. Zoos and zeal. Zeal. God is the Lord. The zeal of the Lord does many things. Just to give him thanks and praise and pray that we be a thankful people. Fred Bright made a comment the other day and appreciate so much all the musicians, you know, Bob and Daryl and Vicky and whoever's involved in music, Paula. They come with a great heart. Fred mentioned in passing, whenever I'm thankful, I'm joyful. And if I'm not thankful, I'm not joyful. I thought that was a good insight. But to give thanks to him, what a privilege. Great heritage in our country of doing that. We're going to close with a song, and we'll stand and sing together. Jesus shall reign wherever the sun. That's hymn number 439, verses 1, 5, and 6. 1, 5, and 6.